and they said, Russ, you really should talk about the book. I said, well, I've talked about it before, but basically they're talking about every person graduating from high school and college should probably read this book. Yes, it's poorly written, but there are a few nuggets in there that it might work for you.
You ain't never lied.
There's a few of those things because, you know, we were talking about, you know, Frida's son this morning, so we're not going to talk about what we talk about, but this is a book that, you know, TJ may need to read because, you know, I'm talking about the game to be played. So we're going to get into how to play the game and see how many of y'all are successful at doing it and why you might be where you are because you refuse to play the game because I have my pride and my integrity. You know?
My rep.
Yeah, my rep. When's the last time somebody gave you a check for your rep? Unless you're selling albums and you committed a crime. Anyway, 1-877-727-7746. Holla. Yo, we back, Albert?
Yeah.
Yes, sir, we are. We're back and we're proud.
You know it.
I was actually looking at one of the reviews. This guy, Charles Ashberger, he's a reviewer of books, and he actually gave me 5 stars out of 5, which was kind of interesting. It's about a year ago that he wrote this review, but he brought up one of the points, and the name of the book is The Game Behind the Game, Mastering the Art of BS, and if you guys want a copy, you can email me at rpar3@aol.com. That's rpar3@aol.com. But he says, Parr acknowledges some of the minority readers of the book will accuse him of being an Uncle Tom, accepting degradation in order to achieve personal achievement. While I am not a minority, it is easy to see why I would believe that. However, this is the advice of people of all types. For Parr is right in stating that every aspect of life where interaction with others is required is a series of compromises and the creation of convenient and effectively community falsehoods. So, in other words, the world runs on BS. And so it's not about being an Uncle Tom and some people, I hate that word conforming and so on and so forth. It's about doing what you got to do to get where you need to go. And if you're talking about semantics, you're talking about little words that, you know, I'm not going to conform, man. I got my pride and all this and that. Man, you're going to be left behind the eight ball, getting ready to roll you over. 1-877-PAR-SHOW. I know it's some of you people are holding on the line. They want to comment. Go ahead. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, thank you. I agree with that because I have been in situations before, and I've had to tell people before where they always say, she's not going to talk to me any kind of way. And you can say all that, but now you're sitting at home with your pride trying to figure out how you're going to pay your rent or, you know what I mean, where you're going to get some food from.
If you are signing my check, you can talk to me any kind of way you want to because that is that your name's on the bottom of that check. If Miss H called me tomorrow and said I was all kinds of jerks and this and that and blah, 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 I'm going to say you're exactly right. Where's B of A?
Right.
But that's a valid point. It's like, you know, it's like our personal pride. The only person that's going to know that they might have disrespected you or whatever in your mind is you and that person. Not unless they're getting on a loudspeaker and doing you in front of everybody. I mean, that might be a little different story. You know, you got to protect yourself. But at the same time, I've seen so many people that refuse, because, man, I ain't going out like that. I ain't no sucker. You know, that refuse to try to make that money. You're leaving money on the table because of some false sense of pride that you have because they talk to you some kind of way. You know, get the money. And once you get that money, you get to a point where you can fire that person.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's it.
1-877-PAR-SHOW. Good morning. Hello.
Paul.
Hello, Paul.
Come on, P.
He must be gone.
Paul's gone. Next call.
You know what? Another way of playing the game,
Hello?
Though, is just knowing how to act as well. Don't go into your workplace acting like you are with your homies and trying to dress like you're hanging with your homies.
Gotcha. Good morning. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi, I'm calling because I am a recent graduate. I graduated from college last year, and I now work for the state of Kentucky. I'm a state worker. And I think I agree with you totally because, I mean, it's a lot of people in my job. She's not going to talk to me that way, or I'm not going to take that. Well, fine. I just let it roll off my back like a duck. I don't care. Like, I need my money.
Yep.
I know this is what I need to do to get to where I need to be, and I appreciate that. And I really would like to read your book. I haven't read it yet, but I would like to read it just to see what you were talking about because it probably makes a lot
of it. Well, you guys can go to email russpar@gmail.com or you can go to rpar3@aol.com. You know, I'll be more than happy to send you a copy for a nominal fee. I'm not going to pay for shipping. But the big thing is that I think that's the right approach, especially when you're first starting out.
Oh, yeah.
When you get to the point where you have earned your bona fides, all right? When you get to the point where you don't have to play the game because the game is being played on you, then that's where you want to be.
Yep.
Let everybody else start playing the game with you.
You know, Russ, it's funny because we'll have, you know, every semester we have interns that come through. And there are some that we know are going to make it because they know how to play the game. And there are
right.
some that
right.
we are just like.
And I know exactly who they are.
You always know.
Right. When they come in here and they intern with us, we know exactly
yeah.
who it is because they're playing. Because we test people.
Oh, all
right.
day.
Oh,
I'm here to learn about radio. Can you go to McDonald's and get
yep.
us this? And
yeah.
the next day they come in. Oh, can you go by Starbucks? We test them out in the rain. Go. And if they do it, you know, we have our boss, Nikki House. I'm going to say her name.
Uh-oh.
Used to be our intern, Freitas.
Yep.
She was our intern, and she was hungry.
Yeah.
And I saw it. And, you know, I gave her what I could give her. And of course, Freitas, you gave her what you can give her. Now she is our
She's
boss.
Our boss. She and I used to have class together in school. It's
right.
just, you know, it's. And do you remember the one intern we had who didn't like the way I spoke to her?
Yeah.
I'll never forget her.
Yeah.
I was like, you're in a different environment now. You
and what
know?
About
like,
the one that was frowning up when she was asked to go get some food?
Yeah, like,
yeah.
Really?
When are you going to start teaching me something?
Yeah, that's
yeah.
not my job.
All of us have gone to get coffee.
I'm teaching you discipline.
Yeah.
My two cents tweeted at Russ Parr Show. When my son graduated from high school, I made sure he read your book. He's in college, and I'm going to have him read it again. Good knowledge. Thank you. I'm not saying it's the best book in the world, but I just put in everything that, you know, for years I go to these schools and I talk to these kids, and I say the same darn thing. I say, oh, I'm going to put it in a book.
Tweet, tweet.
St. Facetia says you have to pick your battles, but you also have to have self-respect. Money can only go so far. How much ish you can take?
What about your kids at home that are starving? Are they concerned about your self-respect?
Montez's little opinion says there's a limit to this pride thing. Pride pushed us through the civil rights movement. Let me see who else. Sorry, I lost it. Never mind.
Oh, wow.
Now, my point is like I'm not saying to totally throw away your own personal values. I'm saying sometimes you got to do what you got to do. You know,
well, some people
it's
are
a
like,
difference
not...
between a $50,000 a year and a $100,000 a year job.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
What you gonna do?
And some people are like, well, I'm not gonna wear that. I'm not. They don't tell me what to
I'm
wear.
Tapping like a
They're
mother.
Not gonna tell me how to speak. I'm not gonna. What? You have to conform to what society wants you to. What your bosses tell you to do, or you don't have to take the job. It's really up to you.
S. Taylor wrote and said that there are lessons in this book. I read this book. I've been using this book as a reference for years, but wasn't able to explain exactly what I was doing except to say that I was playing the game.
Mm-hmm.
I understand it's second nature for me now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it becomes second nature.
And obviously, I mean, hey, it works for some people. Some people, listen, if you're caught up into my dignity and my respect, I understand that. And I can respect that. But at the end of the day, if there's like a $50,000, $100,000 a year job sitting there, you got to do what you got to do.
Right.
Some of that stuff, man, that, you know, you worried about how everybody's viewing you. Oh, look at Super Ken over there, brown nosing again.
Oh, he is
know,
the.
Oh,
he Super is the original brown noser.
That's
yeah.
crazy. But you know what? You know, pride, blinding emotion that impedes the process of reasoning.
Is he deep?
I don't
no.
have that problem.
Where'd you read that
you know,
up?
I don't
no, he
have
just
that
pulled
problem.
It up on YouTube.
You know what I mean? I don't have that problem.
You just pulled it up on YouTube.
All right. The book is called The Game Behind the Game, Mastering the Art of BS. Wrote it a couple years ago, and it's still applicable today. You guys can go to email russparr@gmail.com. Go to my personal one, rparr3@AOL.com, and I'll send you a copy. That's it.